The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 20th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Tennessee employers are ramping up efforts to convince their employees to get vaccinated. That as the Delta variant, the more contagious version of COVID-19, spreads rapidly in regions of the country with low vaccination rates.
As of early July, it had accounted for more than 50% of new cases in the U.S., according to the CDC. And in Tennessee, the state's Department of Health reported 125 cases of the Delta variant as of July 8th. Jeff LaMarche is executive director of General Motors plant in Spring Hill. He says his facility has offered on-site vaccinations for employees.
Two on-site clinics with Maury County Health Department bringing nurses on-site provided vaccinations to several hundred employees here on-site in two different clinics. So that means two times of providing both doses.
Other employers have offered bonuses, paid time off, and other incentives to get the shots, but vaccination rates continue to stall. According to an analysis by the New York Times, it would take 6 months for Tennessee to reach 70% of adults with one dose at the current pace of vaccinations. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
The American Academy of Pediatrics Monday recommended that all kids under the age of 2 wear masks when returning to school this year, regardless of their vaccination status. That from NBC News. The AP, which said it's important for children to return to in-person learning this year, recommends that school staff also wear masks. They call their new guidance a layered approach. In light of a new federal court ruling on DACA, immigrant advocates say Congress must take action to create a roadmap to citizenship for millions of undocumented people. Mary Sherman has perspective from Ohio.
A U.S. District Judge on Friday ruled that the Obama administration overstepped its authority when it created the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which allows undocumented immigrants brought to the country as children to stay legally. Samantha Searles of the Intercommunity Justice and Peace Center in Cincinnati works on immigrant rights issues. She explains that since its inception in 2012, DACA has faced a myriad of legal challenges, which have kept many dreamers living in limbo.
What I heard from our folks is it's just exhausting. DACA recipients have to plan their whole lives out in small increments because it's unsure if the program's going to continue because of all of these developments.
The ruling bars the government from approving new applications for DACA, but left the program in place for existing recipients. 9 conservative states filed a lawsuit claiming DACA was illegal because former President Barack Obama created the program under executive order, circumventing Congress.
This is PNS. When people experiencing chronic homelessness in Denver receive free housing along with mental and behavioral health services, they were able to stay housed and saw improved health outcomes. That's according to a new Urban Institute report.
Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless says the upfront investment in housing resulted in significant savings by reducing encounters with safety net services.
Housing with appropriate services is going to not only improve the lives of those people being housed and the communities in which they're housed, but it's also going to be a benefit to the taxpayers.
More than half of the program's cost was offset by reductions in public services, such as jail, detox, and other emergency care. Alderman says the report contradicts claims that people choose to become and remain homeless. When participants were able to access housing through the Supportive Housing Social Impact Bond Initiative, launched in 2016, they remained stably housed. I'm Eric Galatas.
Folks in New Mexico who want to impact climate change by driving an electric vehicle have several roadblocks, and they won't end soon if the state fails to take action before the end of this year.
2 years ago, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed an executive order committing New Mexico to essential climate change goals. The order included a requirement that auto manufacturers deliver more electric vehicles to the state. But the timeline for a necessary rulemaking process to adopt advanced clean car standards has come and gone twice and been postponed a third time. Tammy Feibelkorn with the Southwest Energy Efficiency Project says cleaner cars are crucial to address climate change.
We have these goals of reducing our greenhouse gases and meeting our climate goals that are in the executive order that the governor signed. But until we can get some electric vehicles sold here, we're not going to meet the transportation limit.
I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, Suzanne Potter tells us this week is the 8th annual Latino Conservation Week, sponsored by the Hispanic Access Foundation, with more than 150 events taking place in California and across the country.
The program invites everyone to get out and enjoy the Golden State's local, county, state, and national parks. Kayla Vizcarra is a Latino Conservation Week ambassador who works in visitor services for the Angeles National Forest. She says too many people live in urban areas with few local parks, so we need to improve access.
Access to local trails, access to information, to getting outdoors, or even transportation access.
Census data shows the U.S. Latino population has grown to more than 60.6 million people. That's more than 18% of the nation's total. Latinos are projected to become nearly a third of the population by 2050. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported here on radio stations big and small. And you'll find our trust indicators online at publicnewsservice.org.